We're going to talk about praise, the power of praise. And actually, I thought of this first service when we were talking about these girls. And I thought, how many times would their lives be changed if they had received godly praise? If they had been encouraged along the way instead of beaten down, how many times would it have changed one of the lives of these girls? And I thought of that in the church, and I thought, how many times, and I'm not talking about the praise of men, living for the praise of men, I'm not. I'm talking about our speech and what we do with praise. And how we encourage one another. And how sometimes we don't, and we miss the opportunity to say those things of, wow, you did a great job. You're amazing. You know, I say to all the worship gang all the time, I said, you're the best. They are. They're the best. They're the best. And you know what? One day this week, I got an email from one of the worship team. And at the bottom of it said, Joan, you're the best. It just made me smile. When somebody tells you you're the best, doesn't it make you smile? And I'm not saying we live for that. I'm not. I'm saying, but what we do. I have something up here. I don't know where it is, Chris or Tom on the overhead. I don't know what order we're going to go in. But one of the slides that is up there says, what you do on your journey depends and determines where you end. What you do on your journey determines where you end. And you know, all of us have a choice. What you do on your journey determines where you end. We all have a choice. It's talking about a choice. It's talking about a will. It's talking about every day we make a choice. And what those choices are determine where we're going to end up. And I may have told some of you that I struggled in my earlier years with being negative and critical. And I always saw the glass half empty. And I just was very judgmental and critical and a negative person. And somewhere along the line, God in his mercy revealed that to me. Turn the light on, because we know our hearts are wicked and we don't even know half the time what's in our heart. But God in his mercy showed me that about myself. And so a long time ago, I made the choice and I engaged my will to be positive. Philippians 4 says, think on these things. Anna was in missionettes at the time. Oh, God, thank you for those missionette leaders. Those missionette leaders drilled scripture into our kids. And so, standing out at the bus stop every day, Anna and I would practice Philippians 4, verse 8. Whatsoever, think on these things. Whatsoever things are good. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. Think on these things. And that's what I began to practice in my life. I started to say a little bit of this morning at first service, and Eileen came up to me and she said, Joan, don't ever think you're too old to change. I said, yay, good, that's great. She said, they're doing studies now about the plasticity of your mind. Anybody think your mind is old and cranky and dry and whatever? It's not. It's not. I'm just declaring it's not. It can be changed. The plasticity of your mind is still, your brain is still able to be molded. It doesn't just dry up and crack and stop working. Although sometimes we might think that our brain dries up and cracks and doesn't work anymore. Eileen told me that your brain is like a pile of sand, and it's moldable. So that's the plasticity. It moves and it's shapeable. So it's like a pile of sand, and every thought that you have, it's like dropping a marble on the top of that pile of sand. Well, that marble is going to roll down the hill in one direction or another. And the next marble that gets dropped there, the next thought, where is it going to roll? Probably in the same rut. It's going to make a rut because every marble is going to come down and it's going to find the path of least resistance and it's going to roll down that same rut. Well, if you think you've been negative and critical and judgmental and still are, and you want to change and be positive, it takes a choice and it takes engaging your will that when that thought comes, you are going to tell it to go a different way and you're going to start a different groove. And so it is possible to change the way you think. Now, let me give you, that's good news, isn't it? It takes practice. So when that first thought comes in, it says, the scripture tells us to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We're going to take that thought, if it's a negative one, and we're going to say, I'm not going to think that. I'm going to take this thought, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, I'm going to take that thought, and I'm going to start another marble path down the way. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, this is where the easy part comes in. The easiest way to learn how to do this is to praise God. The power of praise. A couple years ago, and I was trying to, I don't know if Bob, you didn't know exactly how long ago it was, maybe a year, year and a half ago. The Lord spoke a prophetic word here to us at Zion. And he said to us, to the degree that praise arises, Dave, maybe you can help me, to the degree that praise arises, I will pour down my blessings upon you. To the degree, to the high praises of God, to the degree that we praise God, I will pour down, I will be faithful to pour down my blessings. That's what he said to us. So for the last year and a half, 2 years, something like that, we've been talking in the worship ministry. And we said, when somebody says, oh, I've got a great new song, and we listen to it and we go, does it praise God? It's the criteria that we use of whether we're going to sing it and use it in worship here at Zion. If it is not horizontal, 90% of our songs are horizontal because we want to be about declaring the high praises of God in this place. Because as we do that and declare his rule, his reign, his leadership, his ideas, then that's what begins to change things here on earth. Now, yesterday I was speaking to a group of ladies, and I didn't bring it with me, but and I probably have shared this once before. There's a star in the sky right now. Can you see it? No, neither can I. There's a star in the sky right now that pulses every 11.7 minutes. I don't remember the name of it. It sounds like an African drum. That, when we were in Africa a couple years ago, maybe it was last year, and I brought this sound to Africa, and I had my iPhone, and I let them hear the sound of this star, and they were amazed. They went, that's our sound. How can our sound be up in the sky? I said, well, you know what? God, the same creator God who put that star in the sky, put that sound in you. Now, I don't have that sound in me because I'm not African. I love the sound of the African drum, but he put it in the Africans. Now, just think with me for a minute. You've got Africans drumming in Africa. You've got a star up in the heavens that's doing the same thing, echoing back and forth, the same sound, thank you, Ron, the same sound, and in between, it's the picture of the praises that are around the throne room of one cherubim and seraphim singing holy, holy, and the other one on the other side singing holy, holy, and it surrounds the throne room. Well, here we are here on earth able to praise God while the heavens are declaring the praise of God, and guess what it does? We join with the praises that are being sung in heaven. There's not a negative word being spoken in heaven, so why should we do that here on earth? We should be doing as it is in heaven, so be it here on earth. So the praises, the high praises of God that are happening in heaven right now, and we join with it here on earth, it changes everything. You just think for a minute. Just humor me for 1 minute and go, if somebody came in and you got up out of the wrong side of the bed this morning. You put your clothes on, they were tight. Okay. Yeah. You put something on and you go, ugh, that looks horrible. You change it 3 times. You're still cranky because you got out of bed on the wrong side. And you come in and you're just feeling kind of blah. And somebody comes up to you. Hi, how are you? It's so good to see you. You look awesome today. Are they lying? No, they mean it. What happens to the grumpy face that you wore into the building? It changes. Smiles are worth $1 zillion to me, and you all know why. But that's what praise changes people, changes atmosphere. It says, praise from the upright is lovely. Praise brings beauty out. Psalm 33, verse 1. It brings beauty out. You start to praise somebody and mean it, it just lightens their face. It lightens their day. They are no longer on the wrong side of the bed. It doesn't matter if their clothes are tight. They just, wow, somebody loves me. Now, if we can do that here on earth, just with a simple talking to somebody, how much more when we join the praises that are in heaven, he said, be in one accord. The praises of heaven, the praises start to rise from the earth. The praises from Zion Fellowship start to go from our toes to how great is our God, how amazing he is, how incredibly faithful he is, what a restorer of people. He breaks the chains off of us. He gives us freedom. He brings peace into our life. How great is our God? That's where that comes from. That's where it comes from, the bottom of your toes. I put on red shoes today because it helps me praise God. It's like it's coming from the bottom of my toes because it makes me happy to have red shoes on. And I go, God, you are amazing. I love you. You are faithful. You are just. You bring justice to the earth. It breaks your heart that there's injustice here on earth. He brings justice. Where there is sickness, he brings health. Where there is poverty, he brings blessing. God is a just God. He brings fathers to the orphans. He brings husbands to the widows. God is he sets captives free. He's an amazing God. Amazing God. Praise God for who he is and what he's done. All right, thank you. Because what it does, it starts a cycle. The cycle is a cycle of praise. The cycle is a cycle of blessing. You start to think about that. Oh my goodness. you start to get a revelation. You know, I was saying to the worship team this morning, you know, we pray Ephesians, spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. God, we want you to come and give us a revelation of who you are. Because you know what? When he gives us a glimpse of who he is, when he absolutely breaks our heart for those girls, I can't do that by myself. I can hear a sad story, but I can't have my heart be pounding with the heart of the Father without the spirit of wisdom and revelation coming in and giving me a glimpse of what's on his heart. I can't do it. I can't make it up. But he does. He gives us a glimpse. He wrecks us for his kingdom. And then we can't help but say, I want to be part of restoring his kingdom here on earth. I want to be part of those arms that hug somebody else and give them, bless them and tell them how great they are and how beautiful they are. That do you see the cycle that it starts? It starts a cycle of praise. God, you are amazing. God, you are awesome. God, we praise you. We magnify your name. And it starts, and all of a sudden, the only thing that can come out of our mouth is blessing and encouragement and praise for somebody else. And so somebody else benefits. There is benefit when we start to praise God, because things change. People change. We change. Hallelujah. We change. One of the definitions for praise, it's in the Hebrew. It's that slide that has the Hebrew. The Hebrew word for praise is tehillah. It means it's acknowledging and proclaiming God's rulership. It originates from value and price. It means to express approval or admiration, to glorify or commend, to applaud, to magnify, to extol in word or song. In magnify, just think for a minute. What does a magnifying glass do? Makes it bigger. Makes it easier to see. What happens when we start to magnify the Lord? What happens? He gets bigger, and we make him easier to see. How many people are walking around who have no idea how awesome our God is? And you know what? If we keep that secret to ourselves, they're not going to know. But if we magnify and we bless his name and we say, oh God, you are great, no matter where we are, no matter what the circumstance, if we glorify God. I don't know if I shared this a couple of weeks ago, but I was standing down there and we were singing. I think JB or Dave were leading, and we were singing, I want to see your glory fall. And I saw the glory of God on people. Do you know, I knew something about those people that were lost in worship. I knew that they were in a tough situation at work. I knew that there were some injustices being done in their life. I knew that there were people that were going through hard times. And you know what? They stood there. And they worshiped God. And they blessed him with every breath that was in him. Do you know that is where the glory of God is displayed on us? When we magnify his name. It's not about magnifying our names or even talking about our problems. They're going to, 10 years from now, they're probably not going to be the same problems. In eternity, they're not going to be. So why do we worry about them? Matthew, Jesus is saying on the Sermon on the Mount, will it add anything to your life if you worry about any of that? No. But the way to get rid of worry is think about how good God is and how great he is and how he's been faithful to you over the years. I mean, that makes your problem small. Instead of God being small, it makes the problem being small. It's all about the power of praise. The other thing it does, and I'm going to close here, it opens our eyes to see him more. You know, you start just to think about, you can pick anything. You can look out your window and see a bird and go, oh, God, that blue jay is nothing like the cardinal. God, in your infinite creativity, you're amazing. You pick up a leaf that you're probably raking these days, and one leaf doesn't look like the next leaf. And the colors of them are all different. Why did God make the leaves change color? Just because he could. Just because he wanted to. You know why? It's for us to enjoy. The Presbyterians got it right. I just want you to know. Their catechism in the Presbyterian Church was, let me get this right, to glorify God and enjoy him forever. That's the Presbyterian Catechism. I was a Presbyterian girl at one time. To glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Guess what? I'm still a Presbyterian girl. And I'm still going to glorify God and I'm going to enjoy him because he loves to be enjoyed. And he loves us and enjoys us. Zephaniah 3:17, he spins wildly around us. He rejoices over us. He loves us. He looks at us and he goes, hey, these are my best. These are my best. These are awesome. Priceless. He calls you the apple of his eye. God is not, read this sometime. And find out what God says about you. He says awesome things about you and me. He's up there praising and encouraging us. And it's that cycle again of praise. And the more that we praise him, the more we're going to see him. And, you know, ask him to open, give you eyes. Open the eyes of my heart. Give me wisdom and revelation so that I see you everywhere, God. And so that everything that comes out of my mouth is going to be, oh, my goodness. Wow, God, you're amazing. Praise has to be expressed before others can benefit from it. I could be up here thinking. And you have no idea what I'm thinking. Maybe a little bit because my feet moved. And my eyebrows went up. But the minute I start to say, look at this. I thank you. You are the everlasting Father. You are the great intercessor who prays for me. You are Emmanuel. You are my baptizer. You are my mediator. You are the light. You are the savior of my life. You are the shield about me. You are the substitute so that I didn't have to go to the sacrifice. God, you are my salvation. You are my refuge. I run to you. You are my daily bread. You are my manna that I eat from every day. You are my peace. When my life seems to be in turmoil, you are Jehovah. You are Jehovah, God. You are the bread of life. You are my comforter. You are my counselor. You are my master. You are the living water when I need a drink and I am dry. God, you are the tree of life and I eat from you. You are my physician. You are my shepherd. You are my deliverer. You are my righteousness. You are my liberty. You give me freedom to wear red shoes. You are the one who breaks my life open, God. You are amazing. And that's only the first list. That's who our God is. That's who our God is. But you know what? We have to tell people that. Changes everything. God, I thank you. I thank you that we can even come. that we have a God. That it's not about us. That it's not about our meager attempts. God, we are weak and broken people. But God, we have a God who is amazing. We have you. And not only have we chosen you, but you before that chose us. You call us your beloved ones. You call us our treasures, your treasures. You hold us in the palm of your hand. We're the apple of your eye. God, there is not one need in this place that cannot be met by you. There is no limit to your love. There is no limit to your resources. There's no limit to you, God. God, I thank you for the opportunity to praise you. I thank you for the breath to praise you. I thank you for the feet that can dance and the hands that can clap. Father, I thank you that we have hearts that want to respond to your goodness and your kindness. Lord, we do. We just say thank you. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. How great is our God? Sing it one more time. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. How great is our God? For the breath to praise you. Lord, I pray for these, every single one, that this day we would choose you. We would choose to think of you, that we would choose to praise you, that our brains would be changed even today as we make the choice to praise you, that the power of praise would be released into the earth, into our neighbors, into our friends, into our co-workers. The power of praising you. God, I thank you for that opportunity. Lord, I ask for boldness. Lord, I ask for new visions of you, new revelations of who you are, God, and your greatness and your goodness. And I bless you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.